We just say, be welcome in the precious and holy name of our beloved Lord, Jesus Christ. We are always grateful that we can still come together and that we can hear God's word undisturbed, being gathered. Everything is God's grace. Also, all who perhaps are today for the first time in our midst, feel at home. Once again, be welcome. Do we have brothers and sisters who are here today for the first time? Please raise your hand. Thank you, thank you. Yes. God bless. God bless all. Then we have, especially from brother and sister Rus, we have special greetings. Then from brother and sister Pesal, also greetings. And then, I didn't note all, but here, greetings from Moldavia, from the Ukraine, from Donetsk, from Russia, from Moscow, from Nairobi, from Johannesburg, from Cape Town, from Bujimai, from Dr. Mbie, our old friend, and then from Atlanta, from Gabon, from Uganda, from Burkina Faso. Then we have greetings from Brother Graf, greetings from Brother Genton, greetings from Brother Wallström. Yes, and here also greetings from Brother John, from Bucharest. And then today I have special greetings from my old friend who was accompanying me sometimes to Pakistan and India, from Brother Osterroth from Switzerland. And he writes here, firstly, when I write these lines to you, I only feel one thing: great and deep gratefulness. I cannot read. Great and deep gratefulness that I could meet you and know you. Then he comes to the ministry and to the journeys which we made together. Then also greetings from Dublin, Ireland. Then greetings from the DRC, from a couple of cities. And greetings from Guyana, Equatorial, from all over. Heartfelt greetings. We are, of course, joined with all. We are also happy that our brothers and sisters from Finland are in our midst. Yes, from all over Europe, from all neighboring countries, from Italy. God bless you in particular. And then all our friends here, especially all the ministering brethren, may God bless us all richly. As you all know, we had a very blessed Israel trip. Five were baptized. It was just a very blessed trip in five languages. More than 80 persons, we made the trip. We were 50, and then 25 were added, and then another 5, and there 3, and at the end, we were more than 80. And Ezra said, Perhaps just a question. Who was in Israel? Who was? Raise your hand. Oh, look at this. God bless. And who wants to come with? Oh, look at that. It was just very, very powerful and mighty. One sees the old sites, be it from the Old or New Testament. And when our brother Zwicka, our tour guide, was standing at the Red Sea and we're listening to him, what he had to say, then suddenly the words came over his lips. The Red Sea is 1,500 meters deep. And then I was thinking by myself, what is that for God? If God says to Moses, raise your rod over the sea and I will divide it, then Moses just had to raise his rod and God divided. And the sea stood as two walls, right and left, and the people of Israel went through. And Pharaoh, with all his people, were buried alive. Yes, he was buried alive, and no one was left. Just briefly. Then we looked from Mount of Olives, from which the Lord ascended to heaven. We looked over Jerusalem from Mount Olives to the Temple Mount. And we just rejoiced that the time has come very near now. We all understood that Israel has to go through very difficult times as no other nation on the earth. But God will also come with Israel to his goal. And on Mount Zion, on which we were also, he will erect his reign as it is written. The nicest was, or the most touching was, in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then also Calvary, the garden tomb. Just so wonderful if one makes the journey through the land of the Bible. Then we all understood that in the first months of this year, probably more happened than ever happened in the first 5 months, be it forest fires, be it floods, be it earthquakes, or where earthquakes, whether it were volcanic eruptions, wherever one looks, it's really so many things have happened. And then all the crises, government crises, nations are in crisis, banks are in crisis, everything is in a crisis, only crisis. And I can tell you one thing, it will not get better, it will not get better, it will get even worse. But we, who we have the living hope in us, and knowing that the Lord, in our time, he will fulfill his promise. We are counting with the return of the Lord in our time. Yes, freely and openly. Why? Because the Lord, in all the three Gospels, he said it very clearly. When you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. We have understood the signs of the time, and we are rejoicing that we may live now and that we have found grace in the sight of God. If one speaks about grace, then two words came into my mind, into my heart. The one from the Gospel of Luke, Luke, chapter 11, and then also Luke, chapter 1. Today, we will speak about what happened at Pentecost, about the founding and establishing of the New Testament Church, and about the restoration, that everything has to be restored into its original state. But listen now, the words from Luke, chapter 11, verse 23. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. And then our Lord continues, and then a woman raised her voice in verse 27, and in verse 28, our Lord corrected her on the spot. Verse 27, and it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But then our Lord corrected her, and he said, it's written. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. This is the best explanation that the glorification of Mary God doesn't want. Not a breast, not a womb, but to our Lord belongs all the glory, because the scripture had to be fulfilled. But now quickly to Luke chapter 1. In verse 28 it says, Luke 1 verse 28, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Thou highly favored, thou who was pardoned by God. Listen closely. It means, verse 30, it says, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Yes. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Pardoned, founding grace with God, believing the word of promise so that it can be fulfilled. The same happens with us. We are hearing the words of God. We receive all the promises by faith, and then no prophet is glorified. No man is glorified. All the glory belongs only to the Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we have read it, now, brothers and sisters, I believe it's one of the most difficult tasks to speak about the founding of the New Testament Church. about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, about what we read in the book of Acts, and then also in the epistles. Fact is that all churches doctrinally, they established what they believe, how they believe. Yes, everything was established by them. We have one establishment, and this is in this word. And we have heard it from the singers. As at the beginning, so also at the end, that we, as the body of the Lord, as the church of Jesus Christ, really are available to God, so that He can come to His right with us, and that we are also coming to our right with Him. When we were in Jerusalem, on one evening in the service, I said, we have to follow our Lord. Via Gethsemane, just simply up to the convicting before Pilate, and then going to the cross of Calvary, so that we can say together with Paul, you all know the scripture inside out, Galatians 2, verse 20, now I live no longer. Now, that's written, I, shall we read it? But Christ lives in me. And to this belongs that we, as the Redeemer, on the way to the cross, namely in Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. That we truly are crucified with Christ, to raise together with him unto a new life. Here it says in verse 20 in Galatians 2, so not I live, not the own willing, the own I can, no more the own I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Two times, I, not I live, and Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, he lives in me, so that my own life stops and the Lord comes to his right. Rejoice, brothers and sisters, rejoice, because God's promises remain. They don't stagger, as a German song goes. And here we have it in the Holy Scripture. We have the Word of God. We have it from the cornerstone in Isaiah 28. Then we have the Scripture in Psalms 118, the cornerstone was rejected. And then in all the four Gospels, our Lord referred to it. In Acts 4, verse 11, Peter referred to it. And then we have the word of the capstone. Also two times in Zechariah 4 mentioned that the capstone under the shout, grace, grace to it, will be applied. The cornerstone, we all know. The cornerstone is the first thing which is laid to start a building. And the capstone is the last stone where no more two stones are lying next to each other. No, the last stone is right in on the top. This is then the capstone. And the Lord builds his church. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He is the cornerstone. And you can read all the scriptures. The scribes, they rejected him. The builders at that time, they rejected it, the cornerstone. And as Isaiah, maybe we should read it. They entangled themselves. And the same is happening now with the capstone. They cannot place it. And by God's grace, we may know who Jesus Christ really is. Listen to what is written in Isaiah 28, in verse 16. Therefore, may God bless all the translators. Verse 16 in Isaiah 28. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not be put to shame. And then the wonderful verse 17. Justice also will I make to the measuring line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. He that believeth shall not be put to shame. He that believeth, to him the word and the will of God will be revealed. Then, in Isaiah chapter 8, here we have verse 14 and 15. And he shall be for a sanctuary, and but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. We are coming now to the other scriptures. Verse 15, and many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. We are not judging, but we are bearing such a pain in us that the people of Israel, 4,000 years they were waiting for the Redeemer. And when he came, they didn't recognize him. They had their interpretations, their explanations, and they became a snare for them, a trap, a gin, as written, for both houses, namely Jerusalem and also Israel. And if we then think about what is written in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, namely, that on one hand, the ones rejected and the other ones received and were blessed. just emphasizing that now, at the end of the time of grace, God makes history in his plan of salvation. And all who are entangling themselves in their own interpretations, they will not recognize what God is doing. Just the contrary. They will always speak against, they will oppose, as the scribes at that time did it also. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 14, and now I would have liked it best to have read the word from Zechariah chapter 4 to show us that at the end of the time of grace, according to the word of prophecy, will happen what we are waiting for. Zechariah chapter 4. I will not read of the golden lampstand. I will not read of the oil bowl and of the pipes. I will not go into detail here, what is written in verse 2. But here in verse 6 it says, Zechariah 4, verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And then, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. One could read on. Our Lord completes his church in this time. He who made the beginning and who has crowned with great grace and who has given the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that he can have the say-so in his church. Let us read here from the New Testament now. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, namely from verse 14. Here it says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. We time and again said it. At first, God gave promises. And when the time was fulfilled, he fulfilled the promises. The founding of the New Testament church by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was decided by God just as the suffering and death of the Lord which God gave. Everything was ordained by God in this way. In the prophet Joel, we have the promise, and we all know that everything has been fulfilled in the exact way as it was written, and as it is written even today. Now, to Matthew chapter 3, and I'm asking you sincerely that we have no opposition, no resistance in our hearts towards the Word of God. Please not. That we just take care now to not only claim to say, I believe every word, I believe as the scripture says, and then nevertheless some time we are reserved and that we cannot believe fully, not having the full agreement. This we cannot afford any longer. We need the inner agreement to every word of God. Because every word of God is yes and amen. Whether we speak of redemption according to the word, whether we speak of new birth, or renewing, or baptism in the Holy Spirit, we have to believe, and we may believe with all our hearts, as the scripture says. And only then we can receive what the Lord promised. Here in Matthew chapter 3, we have from verse 12, Matthew 3, perhaps also verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is God's holy word. That's how John, under the leading of the Holy Spirit, had to say it. He baptized in water who believed his message. And at the same time he announced, you believe my message, you are coming to me, and I baptize you with water. But he that cometh after me will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And then just say amen to it. Yes, of course, sure. Then, verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice sounded from heaven, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And what comes up now in every son of God, in every daughter of God, what comes up in the heart now? Beloved Lord, let me experience the same experience. Let me make the same experience. That your well-pleasing comes, so that you are coming down with your spirit. And that you are now, that you are so confessing. I actually wanted to use the quotes of Brother Branham, where he really says, It is the evidence to have been pardoned by God, having been received by God. When the Lord confirms His word in a supernatural way in us, giving us the same experiences as at the beginning. Then we have in Luke 24, we have the mighty promise. Luke 24, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. This was not only a wish, this was a command. Remain, you are my witnesses. Ye shall remain in the city of Jerusalem. You shall testify in Jerusalem and unto the ends of the earth. I made you my witnesses. I'm asking you, abide in Jerusalem until ye experience the promise of my Father. And by this ye are endued with power from on high. Let us remember Peter, without judging now. Three times he denied him. He denied to know the Lord. And on the day of Pentecost, it was a totally different man of God. A totally different man of God. The cock was crowing, but in between, many things have happened. He experienced the Lord as the risen one. He could say, after his resurrection, we were eating with him, we were drinking with him. He was present when the Lord took his disciples up to Bethany on the other side of the Mount of Olives, and he raised his hands and he blessed them. And he gave the last commission. And here we see what the Lord said at that time. It was fulfilled exactly. And now somebody will think, what is now the special on the Spirit baptism? What happens? What really happens there? What happened at the beginning? And what is happening even today? Let us say it. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He baptizes with Holy Ghost and with fire. If we, and brothers and sisters, if we are convinced with all our hearts that we are living in the last generation, are seeing Bible prophecy being fulfilled all over the earth, coming to fulfillment all over the earth, and knowing that the rapture will take place, then we have to have the power of the Holy Spirit in us so that our mortal bodies can be quickened by the indwelling power of God in us. Shall we only speak in theory about the leading out and about the preparation? Or do we have the holy duty to say, if we all want to be part of it, then we have to come back to the original, making the same experiences with God? The church at the end has to come into the biblical lockstep Now, one question. Who knows that the speaking in tongues belongs to the Great Commission? Who knows this? Who knows this? Just raise your hand. Please be honest. Not just raising your hand. Yes. If we read in the Holy Scripture, then we have Matthew 28, the Great Commission. We have it in Mark 16. We have it in Luke 25 and also John 20. And in Luke 16, our Lord, among other things, he said, What did I say now? No, I meant Mark 16. Mark 16. Here it's of course written. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Is there one man on earth who could scratch out something and say, this belief and this I don't believe? No. If we testify to live by every word of God and to believe every word of God, then the moment has come that we will experience what is written here. Because for the last time, the Great Commission is being carried out, and the whole church must stand behind it. So, that what is written in what happened in Acts chapter 2 belonged to the carrying out of the Great Commission, to the equipping with the power from on high, so that the gifts of the Holy Spirit can be in action. Among other things, also the speaking in tongues. The tongue must be put into the service of God. It's written. That's what's all about. That's what's all about, actually. And then we have the description of Paul, or his description in reference to the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 and then 13 and 14. And he then comes to the point, and if I would speak in tongues of angels and tongues of men, but if I would not have love, then I would be nothing. Yes. With this we all agree. But before that he said, I speak more in tongues than all of you. What is this now? And then he says, if I come in a meeting, then I would like to speak rather 5 words with my mind than 1,000 words with tongues. Please believe me, such a divine wisdom which has been given to this man of God, everything to place it biblically, just to bring it into a balance, into a harmony, so that nothing gets out of order. Here in the book of Acts chapter 2, we have the confirmation. Let us read it from verse 1. Acts 2 verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then comes the overall description of what happened at that time. What do we want to say with it? Brothers and sisters, once again, I want to emphasize it. I cannot afford, in the commission of God the Almighty, to have preached and then to experience that brothers and sisters who have heard his word from my mouth are not part of the rapture. I could not bear it. I want to trust God. I want to believe God that all who are now believing according to the scripture are coming into the possession, that all promises are being fulfilled. Now, why not? Why not? Why not? I've said it in Zurich. But after the war, there was a revival time. All the refugees who had nothing anymore, but one thing they had. I didn't understand it now. Prayer meetings. But don't ask me how. It was really in the evening, and it went over midnight. The prayer meetings. I wished that this time would come again. What was it? It was the time of need, the time of trouble. There was revival. The Spirit of God was at work in a mighty way. I don't want to go here into details. I've experienced it personally since 1949. I know what I'm speaking about. And I used all this past time to carry the divine message of the full gospel into all the world. I really used it. I made use of it. I knew that the last call had to go forth and the last ones have to be added before the Lord can make the completion. He will make the completion not by might and not by power, but by the Spirit of God it will happen. But in us, the great longing has to come up that we say, Beloved Lord, please, you promised it. That's how it was at the beginning. Give it to me. I tell you, it will take place. It will take place because God promised it in His Word. The end must become like the beginning was. Yes, it will be the same. Why the tongue of fire? Why? The tongue is just an evil thing. And God used an apostle to describe the tongue. It was James. The Lord could not find anyone better than James to describe What is actually all about the tongue? It's written in James chapter 1, verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. It's in vain, his service. Whoever thinks to serve God and does not bridle his tongue, he's deceiving himself. His service of God is in vain. Why? Because he causes havoc with his tongue. And therefore the tongue had to be purified by the fire of God, being taken into the ministry of God. Here, in James chapter 3, verse 5-8, there are words which one hardly can read to a believing church. Let us read it. Nevertheless, it doesn't have to affect us. And if it affects us, it's still a time of grace. So, James chapter 3, verse 5. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. While reading this word, I had to think on the last fire in Australia. Thousands of square kilometers of forest were burned. And actually, I wanted to bring with me a match just to show you how little a little match is. And this little match is enough to cause a huge fire. That's how it was in an instance in Australia. Yes, a little match was kindled, and the wind took care for the rest. Here we have read it. How little is the fire, and how great the forest which it sets on fire. How little, a little match. And then thousands of square kilometers are going up in flames because somebody was not taking care. So then it comes to verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Then verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Before it said, everything the man can tame, wild beasts, himself not, his tongue not. And here we are coming to the point, brothers and sisters, that we are making just ourselves available to God, that there is no evil tongue anymore among the believers, that God really purifies our tongue by fire, filling us with the Holy Spirit so that we can proclaim the great deeds of God in our time. Then, yes, one could read on and on. In verse 8, we have
der Gerechtigkeit wird aber in Frieden für die gesät.
The fruit of righteousness is sown to them who cause peace.
Für die gesät, die Frieden stiften.
who are the peacemakers. Verse 18. In our Bible it says, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. People who are not causing war, but peace. And this agrees with what Paul has written. That he made out of a man a peacemaker. In James chapter 4, we have two more verses. James chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Verse 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? So, not speaking out a verdict, bridling his tongue, being here for one another, praying for one another. I have here two quotes of Brother Branham. I brought it with me. In this sermon, the sign, the token, on page 38, he addresses the church the following words.
Während wir die großen Endzeichen unserer Zeit,
while we see the great end time signs in our time, it is a warning to us that the time has come near. Take it seriously. We should love one another. We should love one another just as he loved us. In the same way, we should also love one another. It continues. We should be in such a love toward one another, never speak evil one about the other. If one makes a mistake, then please quickly pray for him. Because we are all standing before God. We are brothers and sisters. Oh, live a godly life. Live how it behooves to children of God. Live as the children of God in a humble way. Let no evil thing come up into your minds, but rather reject it if it knocks at your door. Chase it away and just say, we are under the token, and walk on. Show that you are under the blood. We are both under the blood of the Lamb and under the blood of the New Testament, and we are under the leading of the Holy Spirit. Then, the next quote, you should love one another. The believers should separate themselves from the world. Here I want to make a remark. I appreciate it very much that our young people are not walking the broad way into destruction. I appreciate it. I esteem it highly that God has given grace, giving the fear of God into the young people. I may not say it here, but in the USA, the believing young people in the USA, they should go once a week into the cinema. I think no one of us is out of this world. We are in this world, yes, but we are not of this world. And also the young people, they don't want to walk this broad way. And if the enemy entices, then there is something in us which warns us, and we are grateful for it. Then we read on, being separated from the world. Don't take it so lightly, people who you will hear the tapes. You know, at early times, there were only the tapes, no printed sermons. You will hear these tapes, men and women, listen. If you ever believed me, then believe me now. It is high time to stop with the arguing among one another. Believe the message of the Bible. Believe Jesus Christ. Love and honor and esteem one another among one another. Husbands, respect your wives. Bring your house together, for the lamb was thought for the whole family, not only for one. The whole family had to be brought together. All had to be inside of the house. We should love one another. The believers have to separate from the world. You, my people, be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Let us summarize of what it is about tonight. It is about that our Lord is not only the cornerstone, not only the first, but that he is also the capstone. That he said, I will build my church. He builds it. He calls out now and he completes his church according to his original pattern, under the supernatural working of the Holy Spirit. And I say it honestly, we of course experienced already the moving of the Spirit. Also, now, if we would look up John 14, John 16, but our time is running out. The Spirit of God convicts of sin, of unbelief. Everything is the work of the Holy Spirit. Let us read it quickly from the Gospel of John. John 16. Here it's written from verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Just be honest now. Has this not all happened with us? Has not God convicted us? Has He not given us the revelation? Could we believe of our own? Did we know the way? No. Everything was grace which was bestowed upon us. If, when the Holy Spirit has come, He will convict the world of sin. All who are elected and called of the world, to them He, the Lord, opens the eyes. We all were in the unbelieving world, and the Lord called us out. Under the preaching, by His Spirit, He was working in us, and He was convicting us of sin. He will convict the world of sin. What did Brother Branham what does Brother Branham say about sin? The original sin is unbelief. And He spoke it out clearly. If you don't believe that I am He, then you shall die in your sin. The faith, the belief which God has given us is something very, very precious. So, opening the eyes of the world. Just let us say amen if He has opened our eyes. He opened our eyes. He convicted us. That they don't believe in me. The original sin. Unbelief. That they don't of sin because they believe not on me. They rejected the cornerstone. And they stepped into every trap because they didn't believe. Because they don't believe, therefore they have to die in their sin. Then, verse 10, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Then, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Satan is conquered. Satan, the head of the serpent has been crushed. And our Lord rose on the third day. And by this, He has given us the victory over sin, over devil, over everything. We have a full gospel, a full salvation. Verse 13, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Did we not experience this? This we all experienced, and I dare to say, that never there was a time on this earth where the Holy Spirit has so deeply revealed the truth and laid into the truth, because the time for it was not come yet. Let us just summarize it. All promises of God are yea and amen. And as in the time of Moses, and as in the time of Joshua, it was reported, not one of the promises which God has given remained unfulfilled. All promises were fulfilled. God's promises remain. They don't stagger, as a German song goes. Jesus sealed with His own blood what He promises in His word. John said it, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He that cometh after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In Acts 1, our Lord refers to what John said. And here, in the first verses, He expressed it. Acts chapter 1, verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. 10 days, and it happened. What God promised in the prophet Joel, it became a reality. The church was established. The first sermon was preached. The first baptism was announced. And 3,000 people on one day, they experienced that the Holy Spirit convicted them of sin and of judgment, convicting them of everything. And they asked, beloved brethren, what must we do to be saved? And the answer was, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we really read black on white here in verse 41 in Acts chapter 2. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The sermon of Peter would not have accomplished anything without the supernatural moving of the Holy Spirit. And all of us, we have a deep longing in our hearts that the Spirit of God might come to work in a way which can be experienced. I really think, brothers and sisters, all who are also joined with us worldwide, and this would not be enough. Those who are joined with the Lord, this is very important, very important. Not only the relationship with Paul, no, the relationship with the Lord. And then one gets into relation what the Lord said and what the apostles illuminated and said. The same applies to what Brother Branham said. As the first one, it is necessary that we get the connection to the Lord, the connection to God. And then, when that what his servant said, when this flashes out, then we'll find it in the Word again. And we will be blessed. So, we are praying in faith. We will ask God for everything, what he has given us. Namely, that the full redemption is now manifested. That the Lord comes to his right in our lives, in our midst. So that our tongue is purified by the fire of God. God came down on Mount Sinai in a fire. God is a consuming fire, and his word is like a fire, like a hammer which crushes stones. Everything we have in the Word of God. And so we just need to believe, just to believe, just be honest now. God, at that time, he fulfilled the promise. Shall he not fulfill it today? What did change with God? Nothing. Everything remained as it forever was. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our prayer will just be, beloved Lord, make with us as you did at the beginning with our brothers and with our sisters. That all our being is being put into the service of God. That we can say of a truth, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Not my will, but thy will be done. That we can say of a truth, now I live no more, not the own I, but Christ lives in me, who has given himself for me. What a wonderful gospel. And even today, it can be experienced for all of us. And therefore, we thank God for the message which he has given to us, namely, back to the Word, back to the full Word, everything included. And this is the message which will forerun the second coming of Christ. To our God and Lord be the honor forever and ever. Now, one more question. Do you agree with all the words of God? Yes. Inner agreement. Saying, Lord, here I am. Take me as I am. Bless me. Touch me. Purify, sanctify, do everything what I need so that you are coming to your right, to our God. Be the honor now and forever. Together, we will glorify the power of the blood and the power of the Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. These three are giving testimony, and we thank God for his word, for the blood of the new covenant, for the full redemption. We thank God for the moving of the Holy Spirit as at the beginning in our days. God used Brother Branham. I may mention him once again. God blessed him in a special way and used him in a special way. And God wants to bless us in the same way, the whole church. He wants to use his body. God willing, we will go into this subject even more deeply. To our God be the honor forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing a chorus. Oh, I want to see him. Look up. We are bowing our heads. We remain in silent prayer. And I would like to ask whether special prayer requests are in our midst or worldwide. May God, all brothers, all sisters, all assemblies, all individuals, all who are joined online now, all who are hearing the word, may all get new courage, and may they all know that the Lord is completing his work with the called out flock, which is now hearkening unto that what the Spirit is saying to the churches, are hearing with all their hearts, and who are believing as the Scripture says. We can just thank him. How many are in our midst who have a special prayer request. Receive it by faith. All promises of God are yea and amen through Jesus Christ our Lord. They will not be fulfilled. They are fulfilled. God accomplished the redemption in Jesus Christ our Lord. We are reconciled with God. Our sin is forgiven. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces. We have become the possession of our Lord forever. He has called us out from all peoples, tongues, and nations, so that we, in this time, can hear His revealed and promised word and can get it revealed by His Holy Spirit, who leads into all the truth. Do we have prayer needs? Do we have sickness? Whatever it might be, bondages, whatever it might be, let us bring it together before the throne of grace of our God. Do you want to raise your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Yes, there are really some. Oh God. Brother Schmidt, please pray first and then I will also pray. We will all pray together and believe together. Lord in heaven, you God of grace and righteousness, who you revealed yourself in Jesus Christ our Lord, not only giving the promises, but you fulfilled them, all the promises. We thank you that we can look up to you, the Almighty One. With all our requests, we can come to you, with all our needs, and also with all our joys. We thank you, Lord, that you are still the same. You didn't change. You were the first one, and you are the last one. You are still the same, Lord Jesus. You are the author and finisher, beginning and end. You made the beginning, and you will also finish. We ask you together. Every prayer, everyone who turns to you, Lord, now, you are the one who answers prayers. You stretched out your hands on the cross to embrace everyone. You have given the deliverance. You have given the redemption. We thank you that you have kindled the fire in your church. We thank you for it. Amen. Let us sing, Only Believe. And this we are doing with all our hearts.
Denken wir.
Let us remember Luke chapter 1. You highly favored, for you found grace in the sight of God. The Lord addresses us today as the pardoned ones, as people who found grace in the sight of God. And brothers and sisters, just receive it as it comes. We are now thinking on Isaiah chapter 6, when the prophet was in the presence of God, and we are in the presence of God. And he cried out, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people with unclean lips. And then it happened that a fiery coal of fire was taken from the altar, and his tongue was touched. And the Lord said, who shall be my messenger? Whom shall I send? And he became the greatest prophet of God in all of the Old Testament. He wrote 39 books. And then came chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people. And the New Testament was introduced. And as the whole Bible has 66 books, so Isaiah has 66 chapters up to the new heaven and the new earth. Today is our day. And all who have a need, I really ask, I will also close my eyes. Nobody looks around. All are closing their eyes, are opening their hearts, and are believing, that the Lord is present, that all promises are yea and amen through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can feel free. You can put your hand where you want, that God does a miracle now. Just feel free. And should someone being led to put his hand on the tongue and on the lips and say, Lord, do with me as on Isaiah, as in Acts chapter 2 at the founding of the New Testament Church. Purify me with your fire. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And all who believed and who would like to be baptized, they have tomorrow the chance to do it. Our Lord calls out the last ones. Let us pray now together. Let us believe together now. Beloved Lord, we are gathered in your presence as your people, as the blood-bought flock. Touch my lips, touch my tongue, touch, O Lord, touch. Be merciful for your holy name's sake. Flood us, deliver, heal, bless. You are the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. Make something new, make a new beginning, give a breakthrough through your Holy Spirit. Receive what you have asked for. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Glorify the Lord. Glorify the power of His blood, of His word, of His spirit.
Hallelujah.
Lord, the whole church be consecrated unto you. Every tongue, every mouth, all the lips May they be consecrated to you. Purify, cleanse. Oh God, touch. Touch. My God, touch. Come from on high. Come, Spirit of the Lord. Sweep. Sweep. Don't be far away. Your coming is near. Your coming is very near. Complete. Complete your church. Complete your work. Finish it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ sei Gott. Christ sei Gott.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise be to our God.
O God. Sind noch einige,
are there still some
die ihr Leben
would like
neu
to rededicate,
auch zum ersten
or maybe
Mal
even for the first time,
direkt
dedicating it
möchten,
to the Lord?
Von Herzen biblisch gläubig werden,
becoming a believer with all their hearts. Walking on the way of faith in obedience. May it happen now. In particular, all the young people, all the newcomers, that the Lord God may give you this wonderful experience of conversion, of renewing, of the new birth by His grace giving it to you. And of course, to all of us also. And then the baptism with the Holy Ghost and fire, that we fully are taken into the service of the Lord, and that He can complete His work. To Him be the honor, to Him be the praise. I feel that the Spirit of God is still at work, still moving. Our longing is great. It becomes greater and greater that all the promises are becoming true, that God can make a new beginning. Everything is in the crisis all over the world. Let us be honest. Also the church is in a crisis. So many directions, so many doctrines, but the Lord calls His people together to be under the sound of His word. He will make an end to the Babylonian captivity within the message. He will reveal Himself anew, and all who are born of God, and all who have the love of God in their hearts, as we read it in the word of introduction, they have the love for the truth, the love for the truth they have in their hearts. And as we heard it also, how can we love God whom we not see if we do not love our brother whom we can see? Let us from today on, let us really only say good things from one about one another, bringing everything else to the Lord. He will make it well. The best is if we take James seriously, that everyone looks himself into the mirror, not into a magnifier glass, but into the mirror to see himself. And this we want in the presence of God, looking into the mirror of the Word. And then we say with Isaiah, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. And then it comes. Then it happens. The holy fire of God comes from the altar of God and touches our tongue. And the Holy Spirit has the control so that we, with a purified tongue, are proclaiming the great deeds of God. And this in all tongues, in all nations, and to all people. Oh God, what a privilege you have given unto us in this time. Also the grace that the borders came down and that all from east and west can come together. And beloved Lord, did you not say through your prophet, when Berlin is no more divided, then the old Roman Empire will come up as it was in earlier times? Did you not show me the bride from the east? Has you not said? Did you not say how it would happen? It has happened. It has taken place. And we thank you, oh beloved Lord. If we would remember all things what you have spoken, how you have led and how you were guiding, to us we could do nothing but to thank you. Nothing but thanking. Hallelujah. Blessed is your people, which in this time is hearkening to your voice. To you be the honor forever. Do our two sisters have a song which could fit to everything? Then we want to remain in reverence, and then we will pray again together, trusting the Lord. We know He will bring it to pass. Now the sisters are coming. We can sing it later on.
Ja, mein Gott, ja, mein Gott, ja. Mein Gott, ja.
Die Liebe Gottes ist viel mehr, als eine Zunge sagen kann. Sie reicht hinaus zum höchsten Stern und greift zu tiefsten Sündenbahn. Ihr schuldbeladene Sünderherzen gab Gott den Sohn dahin. Sein ihr entgehend versöhnte Herr vergab die Sünden ihm. O liebe Gottes, reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Licht der sein. Wenn eins entschwindet diese Zeit und irdsche Reiche hier vergehen, wenn Menschen, die nie beten wollten, zu Berg und Fels um Hilfe flehen, dann bleibt die stehen, so grenzenlos und rein. Erlösungsgnade für den Sünder wird stets der Heil. Gottes reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. Wenn wir das Meer mit dem Befüllten und wer der Himmel Pergament, wenn jeder Hahn wär eine Feder, so dass man damit schreiben könnt, die Liebe Gottes aufzuschreiben, das weite Meer verzehrt. Wir könnten Bücher alles fassen, wär noch so groß ihr Wert. O liebe Gottes reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. O liebe Gottes reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein.
Amen.
Amen.
Ja, das wird es auch ohne Anstrengung.
Without effort. Without effort. Blessed and praised be the Lord, our God. Also this is grace and love that we in this time can hear his unfalsified word in the original, believing it and then also doing accordingly. And so we are available to God. To him be the honor. How does the chorus start? Closer to home. I love him. I love.
Können, singen wir es auch in Englisch. Gott, der Herr segne alle.
May the Lord God bless all,
in allen Völkern,
in all peoples,
tongues,
von Nationen,
and nations,
vom Osten,
from the
zum east
to the west,
vom Süden,
from the south
zum Norden,
to the north,
May he lift up his countenance over all his people from the nations and over his people Israel by his grace. May he complete his work with the church and may he bring his work with Israel to the end. It will take place. It will take place in our time. Maranatha. The return of our Lord is very near. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. And remember, only perfect love entereth in there. Perfect love entereth there. God is love. Hallelujah. Let us sing praise, honor, and glory.
Hat uns gesichert.
He blessed us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Greet one another.
And God willing, until tomorrow.